Grouse Bishop, and this is the Virtual Business Show. On today's show, I'm talking about audio transcription and how not all transcriptionists are alike. One of the most frequent inquiries I receive in my practice is for transcription services, mostly digital these days, but occasionally microtape or standard tape. Not just from potential clients, but from new VAs wanting to get in on what seems to be a burgeoning niche in the virtual assistant industry. The most frequent inquiries are from the medical and legal industries, but also from authors who might require assistance with their book manuscripts, or from researchers who've been conducting interviews or focus groups. So here are a few tips and facts to help clients understand the costs of providing transcription services, and also for newbies who want to add this service to their practice. I won't discuss rates here specifically because different VAs will charge out differently. Some will work out a project rate, others will charge per audio minute, and this rate varies widely across the board. Be sure to check with your VA how they charge for the work so you understand exactly what's involved. And VAs, understand that just because you can type doesn't necessarily mean you can be a transcriptionist. There are certain skills required for you to be successful. So first of all, let's look at a transcriptionist versus a typist. There are varying typing speeds, varying levels of expertise, both with word processing software and with computer-based player software, and as a result, varying charge-out rates. If you're a client looking for transcription services who cares about the resultant product without having to do too much post-transcription checking, you need to find a professional service. The skills of a transcriptionist vary from a typist. According to the Industry Production Standards Guide, tape transcription is a specialized service, very different from general text keyboarding, which relies on visual processing and can be measured as words or characters per minute, then corrected for accuracy. Transcriptionists, however, must rely on oral processing, and the rhythm of the work depends on the person doing the original recording. The keyboarding portion of the tape transcription process includes a certain amount of editing on the fly by the transcriptionist, i.e. paragraphing, insertion of punctuation, capitalization, correction of grammar in non-verbatim transcripts, and sometimes oral identification of speakers. So that was a quote straight from the Production Standards Guide. So what should you be looking for when assessing candidates? Here's a bit of a list. You should be looking for someone with at least 2 to 3 years of business, office, or secretarial experience, keyboarding speed of around 70 words a minute, good language and grammar skills, and the software skills to handle the project. However, you should also be looking for someone with a minimum of 2 to 3 years basic transcription experience, mastery of advanced language skills, including grammar, punctuation, spelling, and sentence structure, exceptional level of accuracy, excellent independent judgment and decision-making skills, superior on-screen proofreading and editing abilities, the ability to recognize errors and inconsistencies in dictated material while transcribing, proficiency in clarification of dictation without altering meaning or style, and hearing acuity and language discrimination skills, including familiarity with and understanding of accents and dialects, and recognition of voice inflections within a document. I can imagine a few of you shaking your head in disbelief at this list, but indeed, these are the identified requirements of a professional transcriptionist. If you don't partner with an operator with this skill set, then you can be sure that not only will transcription time be longer, but your post-transcription proofing and editing of the document will most likely defeat the purpose of outsourcing the job in the first place. So with that in mind, let's have a look at transcription time determinants. You need to understand that transcription time is determined by the quality of the audio. Any background noise, accents, multiple speakers, poor recording quality, or a poorly positioned recording device will all increase transcription time. I usually recommend for authors to make sure that if they're doing interviews in particular, the recording device be placed near the person they are interviewing, not close to them, since it's the answers that you're after. If you have an hour of audio, it is not going to take an hour to transcribe. Even for someone with a typing speed like me of 116 words per minute or more, this is a common misconception. Conversational English is in the vicinity of 200 to 250 words a minute. Add to that re-listening to identify speakers in multi-speaker audios or any undue background noise, and things start to slow down. The industry production standards place transcription time for a straightforward single-person clear audio file, so think dictating a letter, at class 1, which is a ratio of 1 to 3 to 5. So that means for every minute of recorded audio, it will take approximately 3 to 5 minutes to transcribe. This means an hour of audio will take approximately 3 to 5 hours to transcribe. The range covers things like complexity of the recording, whether it contains jargon or technical language, if the speaker has an accent, and whether there's any looking up of addresses, internet research required, and that sort of thing. This range goes up to 4.8 to 8 hours for an audio classified as Class 5. Clients can decrease the amount of the final invoice by ensuring that their audio files are recorded in the best possible circumstances. Remember, better quality equals less time to transcribe. So what about speech recognition software and apps? When I got started, these were non-existent. But with the emergence of speech recognition technologies like Dragon, and now countless apps available across platforms that enable speech to be converted to text, many clients, and for that matter VAs, wonder whether the transcription industry is dead. I don't think it is. Apart from the fact that technology like Dragon is quite expensive, you also need to train it to recognize your accent, inflections, and speech characteristics. Presumably over time, the cost of the tech will become less prohibitive, and some clients won't have an issue with training software if they feel it's going to save them in the long run from having someone else do the transcribing. But I've always argued that tech can't replace humans when it comes to picking up small idiosyncrasies, and in addition, tech cannot edit on the fly like transcriptionists do. A VA who is skilled at transcription can make changes to spelling and grammar the author may not have noticed. They can also make corrections if the author makes dictation errors in, say, dates or names. Tech can't do this. They can also format the text the way the client wants the final product to look. For now, tech can only do basic formatting, and the author needs to tell it as they go what formatting is required. I have had one client who was happy using Dragon to dictate his book manuscripts. However, he couldn't spare the time to format the manuscript correctly prior to it going to his publisher, and he didn't want to have to proof the work, given that the software did make quite a few errors of transcription from his speech. So he needed me to proof the text and edit and format it correctly. So even if you like to use tech to convert your speech, you might consider a VA to help you with the post-production work. In terms of whether software will make us redundant one day, I think I'll leave the final word to Dr. Robert Fox, PhD, a faculty member of Ohio State University, a linguist, expert on acoustic phonics, and a forensic audio analyst. He said, "Speech recognition is a science. We put a lot of money into it, but nothing is as good as the human ear and the human perceptual system in understanding speech. In part because human listeners are also human speakers, and there's a very close connection between those two." So if you're considering speech recognition as your solution, maybe also give a VA transcriptionist a go to see just what sort of quality work they can produce for you. I'm Lynn Prowse-Bishop. Thanks so much for listening.